إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most evil of matters are the newly invented matters in the religion, and every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, it is not from Al-Islam, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the hellfire. Believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the true taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, brothers and sisters, taqwa, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the foundation of happiness, the road to success in this world and in the hereafter. And indeed, the hereafter will always be for the people of taqwa, the people of tawheed, the people who had the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acted righteously. Indeed, servants of Allah, a time is approaching us. Something is coming towards us. A guest is about to come to us. And that guest, brothers and sisters, is none other than the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, a blessing, brothers and sisters, for the whole of mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind, with clear proofs of the evidences, when the criterion wal furqan. Indeed, brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves of this month a bit early. For indeed, there is only some weeks or just over a month before it arrives. And we need to be reminded so that we prepare for it. For indeed, the Salaf of this Ummah, they used to prepare for the month of Ramadan months and months early. They used to start preparing with dua by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them rich Ramadan and to make them benefit from the month of Ramadan. And indeed, the month of Ramadan is not like any of the other months. It is not like any of the other months. It is a month which has many virtues, which has a high station in the religion of Al-Islam. And indeed, it is a month with many benefits, multiple forms of benefits for the souls, for the hearts, and for the bodies. The scholars, they describe the month of Ramadan and they say it is a month of good and blessings. It is a month of obedience and seeking nearness to Allah. It is a month of fasting and standing in prayer and the recitation of the Quran. It is a month of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness and supplicating to Him. It is a month of generosity, sacrificing, putting effort, and doing good to others. A month, brothers and sisters, which contains so many good, so many benefits, and different types that every Muslim should be able to take any benefit from the month of Ramadan in one way or another, depending, of course, on their circumstances. So upon realizing this, brothers and sisters, that this month is approaching us fast, therefore, we need first and foremost to have that mental preparation. We need to have that preparation and start thinking, how are we going to take benefit and make full use of the month of Ramadan and its blessings? If we neglect thinking about it, if we neglect planning, brothers and sisters, we may lose out of a lot of the benefits of Ramadan, because that preparation needs to start very early. We need to mentally prepare that we are going to fast, that we are going to stand in Salah, in Taraweeh, during the night, that we're going to try to give in charity and the other actions of obedience, brothers and sisters, that we dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to prepare his companions and with the approaching of the month of Ramadan, and he said to them, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامَهُ يُفْتَحْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُغْلَقْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. He said to them that the month of Ramadan has approached you. And meaning here can be that there needs to be that preparation. There needs to be that careful and thinking regarding this month. And he said that it is a month that is blessed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated its fasting upon you, and that in it the gates to paradise are opened, and it is left opened, and the gates leading to the hellfire are closed, and the shayateen, the devils, they are chained up. So indeed, brothers and sisters, here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving them the glad tidings of Ramadan, and is reminding them that it is a blessed month, a month full of blessings. And he is reminding them that it is a month in which there is a great obligation upon you to fulfill, which is fasting the whole month. We're fasting in the whole month of Ramadan. Then he mentions to them some other great benefits of Ramadan and virtues of Ramadan over the other months, that the gates of paradise are left open, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is merciful to His slaves in this month, and that the gates to the hellfire, they are closed, and the shayateen, which work to give waswasa and whisperings to the people's hearts to take them away from obedience, that they are chained up, that they are only chained up. So therefore, brothers and sisters, upon this, you need to realize the station of the month of Ramadan and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easier for you to act righteously so that you may take benefit from the full month. And indeed, servants of Allah, if Ramadan, or if we are listening to this reminder of Ramadan, or Ramadan comes and our hearts are not moved by this, our hearts do not desire it, our hearts are not desiring to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when will it be moved? When will our hearts desire khair, desire to worship Allah and to be obedient to Him? Indeed, brothers and sisters, we need to soften our hearts. We need to soften our hearts so that we can take full benefit from this great month. And indeed, a person will be at loss if he is in a state of ghafla, is in a state of neglect, and he doesn't care, and he is not preparing, and Ramadan comes, it might be the case that he does not benefit at all from that month. And indeed, brothers and sisters, it is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees His servants from the hellfire, protects them and on the day of judgment from being thrown into the hellfire, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَ. He mentions that indeed Allah, He frees a person from the hellfire, He frees people from the hellfire every night of the month of Ramadan. Then, would you not want to be from those people who would be freed from the hellfire, who will be protected from the hellfire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, has made it easier for you in this month of Ramadan. The shayateen are chained up. Mercy, Allah bestows His mercy upon you. Actions are easier for you to perform. It takes you less effort for you to perform actions. And all that, brothers and sisters, is easy. And you could be, and if you carry it out with sincerity, you could be from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free from the hellfire. And there are multiple rewards in the month of Ramadan, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And a reward and the forgiveness of sins. As he said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman, true faith, واحتسابا, and seeking reward from Allah in doing so, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, that his sins, his previous sins, will be forgiven. And also, as he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qama ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, whoever stands in prayer during the month of Ramadan with iman and seeking reward from Allah, seeking His pleasure, then his previous sins will be forgiven. So indeed, brothers and sisters, we have a lot to reflect upon. We have a lot to contemplate. We have a lot to prepare for. So indeed, let us start from now to think about Ramadan and think about the virtues of Ramadan and think how we are going to take benefit from the month of Ramadan. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked, أي الصائمين أعظم لله أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله ذكرا. He was asked, who from those who fast will have more reward with Allah? Will have more reward with Allah? And he replied and he said, those who remember Allah more. And those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So indeed, brothers and sisters, there are many actions that you can partake in or undertake and perform to increase your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the greatest of them is of course indeed the recitation of the Quran and pondering and reflecting in its meanings. The recitation of the Quran, brothers and sisters, start from now. The book which we should be reading constantly to take benefit from, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, that it is guidance for mankind and the criterion between good and evil, between haqq and falsehood. So for you to take benefit and be upon clarity regarding your life and your deen, read the Quran and ponder in its meanings. If you do not understand the Arabic language, then maybe you should make an effort, a way for you to start learning. But now, since